year, the Orthodox Church celebrates the feast day of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. It's a historical day. On the 14th of September in the year 325, St. Helen, the mother of St. Constantine, who was the emperor of the Roman Empire at the time, St. Helen found the precious cross of Christ. She found it in Jerusalem. She found it on the hill of Golgotha, where the crucifixion had taken place nearly 300 years before. She took a group of soldiers there, and they searched this wide expanse of hillside. Where to dig to find the cross? And they smelled a fragrant plant, which today we call basil, or in Greek, basilico. They smelled that plant, and beneath there, they dug, and that's where they found the precious cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So on the 14th of September, every year, and on the Sunday following today, we celebrate a procession of the Holy Cross in commemoration of this historical event. The cross is carried on a tray covered with flowers, and of course, basilico. And basilico translates literally into the plant of the king. Basileus is the king. And so this is the plant of the King of Glory, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we call this day, not just the historical finding day, but we call it the Universal Exaltation of the Holy Cross Day, meaning that the cross is held high over the heads of the faithful, and we proclaim with joy the great power that comes forth from the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is the most powerful thing ever witnessed by the world. From this piece of wood turned around the entire history of humanity. So we carry it over our heads today, and we exalt in that, we glorify in that, and we thank God for the sacrifice He made on that cross so that we have the opportunity to inherit everlasting life. Now on this day, the Sunday after the Holy Cross, and on the third Sunday of Lent, which is another day of the Holy Cross, when we repeat the same procession, we also hear the same gospel passage in the Gospel of St. Mark. And as I was meditating on the gospel lesson, the word value came into my mind. The word value. What does that word mean? The word value is the amount of importance we put on something. When we talk about our values, your family values, your individual values, those are the things that most of the time are important to you. So if you say, my personal value, I read hard work in there. That's something that's important to me. Another person may say, hard work is not important to me. And they make their way through life as a lazy person. The way that we handle things in our life is all predicated on what we value as important. If you came and you looked at your altar during the week, and then you came and looked at my office during the week, you would see a stark difference. One is much cleaner than the other. That's because I value the altar and what's in it more than I value my office and what's in it. Hence, I make sure that the altar is always spotless, and the office when I get around to it. And when things get busy, the first thing that gets dropped off the list is the cleanliness of my workspace. It's just not that important. I'm sure there are a lot of guys who are laughing because they take the same attitude. There's probably a lot of women who are saying, Father, don't egg them on. But how we value things shapes how we live our entire life. So if you sat and you ranked for yourself, what is the most important thing to me? What would that be? What's the most important thing in your life? Hopefully, family is on that list. Hopefully, your health is on that list. Hopefully, your faith is on that list. And I would hope that those would probably be the top three things on every list. I can't really think of anything that I can value higher than my faith, my health, and my family. I mean, if you minus those three things, I mean, all the other things in my life, what good are they? I mean, what good is it to drive a nice car if you don't have your health? What good is it to own a beautiful home if you have no family to take care of? And as the gospel lesson says, what good is it to go through parts of your entire life, all the things that you're doing in it, all the conquests that you're making, all the things that you're buying, all the achievements you're accomplishing, what good are all those things if you get to the end of the line and you have no faith? None of those things is important. The gospel says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In fact, if you read the Bible in Greek, it says, I don't understand why it translated, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his life? That's the interpretation we in the Bible. It says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his whole soul? What can a man give in return for his soul? I mean, I can sell my house. Hopefully I don't take too much of a loss on it. I can sell my car. It's depreciating quite a bit. I probably can sell some clothes at a great depreciation. I mean, you start thinking about the things I have. They depreciate a lot over time. But to take my soul, I can't put a price on that. And either you have a healthy one or you don't. So as you go through life, and you prioritize the things that you value, your soul better be at the top of the list. And because of that, it ought to translate into your life as being important. I mean, if someone came to me and said, Father, is it important to you to have a clean office? And I said, sure, absolutely it is. And then you came to my office and you say, you're lying. Your office does not show that. Your office shows that you don't care about that. So if you say, my faith is really important to me, but I make my living, I spend my time as a bad person, and I make lots of bad decisions, and I make lots of people upset and miserable, and I never get on my knees and pray, and I never grab into my Bible, and I'm not charitable with anybody, well then what kind of faith do you really have? And how valuable is that faith? So in a moment we carry the tray flowers around the church. We offer petitions for ourselves, for our country, for our world. Think about the things that you value in your life and pray for those things. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. Pray for your health. And pray for your soul. And while we're carrying this heavy cross around, I know there are lots of people in our church who are carrying some heavy crosses. Everybody carries a heavy cross at some point in your life. And if you're carrying one right now, I'll pray as I'm carrying the cross around that God helps you carry that. And he sends angels to help you hold your arms up and lighten the load. And if you're one of those lucky people who doesn't feel like they're being crushed in the weight of their cross today, look around for somebody who is. They can use some help. And may God bless us. May he put the value of our soul as the primary thing in our life. Without that thing, nothing else would matter.